Have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. I want to talk to you this evening about a form of godliness. It's all around you, whether you realize it or not, and I think, for the most part, people don't realize, and they're taken in by form. And form can be on either extreme. We'll talk about that in a minute. But in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, it just simply says, having a form which is an appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So what is a form of godliness? It means to have the appearance of religious devotion or spirituality. It looks right. This is what deceives so many people, is that it looks right. And I'm telling you, there's more shysters out there today than you can count. And they look good. And they are well polished, and they can sell you a bill of goods. And it's happening on a daily basis. Jesus relates to these people, and you see this in Matthew 7:15, how he talks about these false ones. He said they appear as ravening wolves in sheep's clothing. They look good, they will fool you, but if you look at that word ravening, it's predatory and also means greedy. In other words, they are after something. And so they'll dress up and make you think there's something they're not to get something they want that you have. You follow me? And it's all obviously instigated by Satan. It's designed to take people away from God and to take from people or steal from people. Paul refers to Satan as an angel of light and his ministers as ministers of righteousness. You can see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And so he talks about the false apostles, the false teachers that are rising up and how they're deceiving many. And I'm telling you, Paul was having that problem in his day. And he didn't see anything compared to what we're seeing today in the rise of false teachers, false apostles, and all these names. I'm telling you, there's so many titles out there today. People, you know, I'm bishop this, I'm apostle this, I'm prophet this, and all this type stuff. And telling you, you know, the Lord's appeared to them, and you know, they've been called up in heaven and all these type things. And I'm not saying those aren't possibilities, but I'm just not seeing fruit from the people that are saying it. And you know the tree by the fruit. You understand? And you can sit around and let your imagination take you on many trips. You can imagine what heaven's like. And the thing about heaven, the things that I've heard described have been described from a natural perspective. And heaven's spiritual. If someone asked me, what's heaven like? I just read something, some preacher's going to tell you what heaven's like. I don't know what heaven's like. I've never been there. You follow me? And interesting enough, the Bible says very little about heaven as far as describing. Heaven, as we see in most places, should be translated sky. And then when you go to the Revelation, what people are calling heaven is the New Jerusalem. It's a city that comes down from God out of heaven. It's not heaven. And so there's a lot of things going on today that are deceiving people. I was just listening to something this afternoon, and I just said, there's no wonder that people are deceived. Because all this stuff sounds good. You understand? They can give you all these various things, and you can manipulate the scriptures and pull things here and pull there and make scripture say what you want them to say. And it's being done all the time. And we're going to have to wake up so that we're not deceived. There are many types of religious forms out there, from liturgy, very formal, to very emotional services that people will tell you is real spiritual, and all types of things in there, and having a dance break, a Holy Ghost break, a praise break, all these type things, in the middle of whatever. And here again, I don't mean to be critical, but I mean you'd better try the spirit of it and see if it's God. And what I'm seeing is not initiated by God, is stimulated by emotion, and much of it is stimulated by music. Music will move you. I can sit here and listen to the music, and I'll be patting my foot, or whatever. It'll move you. It'll bring something out of you. Well, that doesn't mean it's God. I'm just keeping a beat. You understand? And we better know the spirits. We better know, not look at the person talking, but what is the spirit saying to me? Is it the spirit of God? And if it's the spirit of God, it'll always be truth, and it will agree with the word of truth and the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of truth. And so when I'm seeing these things and hearing these things, and I'm questioning, what is this? I don't understand this. I was just watching something recently for two different ministers, as a matter of fact, and basically operating somewhat in the same manner. There's a power displayed. There's no question about that. But people think that everything that's power is God. Well, you read the Revelation, you're going to see powers. You're going to see miracles. Satan can do miracles. Satan can work with power. And he can deceive you with those things, and people are going to be deceived. But the truth of the matter is, people are being deceived now because it's a form that is pleasing to them. Some like it this way. It's very formal. That pleases them. So they're satisfied with that's God. Others aren't satisfied with form, so they go over here into the emotional arena. You get a real emotional service. It really appeals to them. And so they're satisfied. That's God. But is it? That's the bottom line. Is it? We're told that the deception, Jesus himself said that the deception would be so prevalent in the last days that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Now that's strong. That's strong illusion. And I'm seeing this happen all the time because of the form. People are falling for the form. And when you read that form of godliness, people usually just think something formal. No, it can be something appearing as what we would say Pentecostal or charismatic or whatever. That can be form just as much as the other's form. You follow me? It looks good. They're telling you what you want to hear. They appear as ministers of righteousness, just like Satan appears as an angel of light. I've had people to tell me the Lord has said this to them, and I know when they start talking, God didn't say it, because it doesn't agree with God. But they are sincere, and they're convinced that God said. And if they're convinced God said, you can't prove that God didn't say it. You can talk till you're blue in the face. It's all around us, and we better wake up. John warns us in 1 John the 4th chapter. He warns us and tells us to try the Spirit. He says there's many false teachers out there. There are many false. False just means it's not true. But they are polished. I'm telling you, you can go to seminary, and I mean you can get your ducks in a row. You understand? You can get your 3-point sermon, and you can deliver that thing with a certain charisma, and you can have everybody applauding you because it looks and sounds so good. But not God. What's God's not what some organization initiated, but what the Spirit of God initiated. Did God initiate that, or did you prepare it? That's more profound than you think. Because many people are preparing their own messages. They're not listening to God and letting God speak to them so God can speak through them. That's form. Whether it's in a formal church or an informal church, it's still form. You with me? I can prepare my messages. I used to do it all the time. I've started out one morning for the morning service many years ago. And I just said, Lord, I want you to do what you want to do this morning. And I immediately heard, I can't. Which shocked me. I said, what do you mean you can't? He said, you're too bound to your outline. You know what that meant? You depended on you. You know God can give you a revelation. You sit there, and I mean, it be God, it be good stuff. But when you step out to deliver that, you're so dependent upon what you have written that you're not letting the Lord speak to you and through you. Will some good come out of it? Sure. God doesn't cut his nose off to spite his face. He'll get as much good as he can out of it. But why not maximize the potential by letting God do all the speaking? You follow me? And so we're going to have to examine our own hearts, try the spirits, make sure we're not falling for the faults that can appear in any kind of form. I mean, I've sat in services and heard people called out, supposedly operating with word of knowledge and speaking the word to somebody, you know, and people just fall for that. And I've seen that word not come to pass and devastate the people. As a matter of fact, I've had to counsel with some. And I sat in the service and heard what was said to the person. And I didn't bear witness to it at the time myself. But the person thought it was God. And it's sad because, you know, people, especially in their early stages, when they get turned on to the Lord, they get saved, and they're hungry for the Lord. And they can be easily duped because they have not been properly trained and have a good solid foundation laid in their lives. And ministers can prey on that. They can look at you and tell whether or not you're one that they can speak into. That, just let me use the word. They'll see how gullible you are. And you can look at people and you can tell, well, yeah, I'll call this one out. They'll fall. I can see they're an emotional person. And so this will get to them emotionally. The Lord told me many years ago, before when we started the Bible college, He said, I do not want you to appeal to intellect, and I do not want you to appeal to emotion. He said, I want you to follow my spirit. I want my spirit to deal with their spirit. That's the legal entry. That's the door, you understand. And God always goes to the door. God will go down here, not up here. the world will try to come up here. Religion will try to get you brainwashed. But God will deal with you from the inside. You follow me? We need to understand that, not get caught up in the form, whatever the form may be. Godliness, it looks like God. I mean, you think when people go to church and, you know, the minister gets up, you know, and he can look like God. He can present some things, you know, and it has a form. But pull the leaves back. Get past the works and see if you can find any fruit. And I'm talking about fruit of the Spirit. Let's see what's at the heart of the matter and not fall for the form out here that's deceiving so many people. It bothers me that people are, I guess I'd just say it this way, people are superficial. They're not going deep. They're just looking at what's on the surface, what's delivered at the surface, not even really pondering or meditating on the things that are spoken or said, or to check it out with the Scriptures to see if this is true. You with me? Does this agree with the Bible? I was just looking at something today and I'm thinking, no, I don't think this agrees with the Bible. The jury's still out. I haven't drawn my conclusion yet. I'm not going to just jump to conclusion, but I don't want to be duped. I don't want to be deceived. You understand? So we're going to check this thing out and see if what's being said is truth. We're told by the Scriptures, we're told to walk in truth, be led by the Spirit of God. John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. We're told to follow the truth, walk according to the truth, not according to the form. You know, for many years of my life growing up in church, we just walked according to the form of the church. You learn what the church accepts, what the church doesn't accept. You learn the jargon of the church, the lingo of the church. You learn the mannerisms of the church. You understand? And you can deceive your own self. You can learn it so good, you can deceive yourself. And so many people are locked in to that environment and don't know they're in a form. They're in a form of godliness, but they're denying God's power to lead their life and to really get involved in their lives on a daily basis. We're told to be led by the Spirit of God, aren't we? Not by form. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. So He'll always be leading you in the truth. If you follow the Spirit of truth, you won't be deceived. And so when I look at people and I hear people talk, I think they're not following the Spirit of truth because they're deceived. Well, how do you know they're deceived? Did you judge? No, I'm not their judge. I'm just not stupid. I can listen to what they're saying and know that they're not in truth. It's pretty simple. You understand? God wants us delivered from form. I think we've all been into it in some degree or another. And I've learned that the devil can be very religious. I've personally heard the devil prophesy. You understand? The devil can speak in tongues. You know, it's the world will embrace the devil speaking in tongues. It's the church they don't want to hear speaking in tongues, the truth. It's amazing. But you can get in locked into that to where everything's about tongues, and the devil will deceive you on that one. The devil can take a truth and deceive you by distorting the truth. He used truth against Jesus. It is written right out of the Bible, 94th Psalm. But Jesus said it is also written. You understand? You better know the word so you can counter it. Know what's true. Know what's God and know what's form. There's a difference between the reality of something and the form of something. It may look like. You know, I suspect most people in our life have been deceived by something that appeared to be something that it wasn't. And the more you looked at it, or the closer you got to it, the more you realize that's not the case. Even with recognizing a person, you may think that's a particular person from a distance, but when you get up closer, you understand, no, that's not who I thought it was. Well, that's the way it is with this godliness. The closer you get to it, the more you're going to find out that it is or it is not. And you'll see whether it's form or whether it's truth, whether it's reality. And God's not wanting us to follow the form, but to live in the reality. I was sitting there thinking a little while ago, you know, how much went on in this city today that was just form, and people thought it was God. You look in Jesus' day when he came to earth. You're talking about a religious system. I'm telling you, Judaism had a religious system. You understand? Going through all the motions with your temple, and you know you could do all the sacrifices, even in Moses' temple during the wilderness. Jesus said, or God said, "Did you offer those sacrifices to me those 40 years? No, you didn't offer them to me. You worshiping other gods. You're making it look like you're following me when you're not following me at all." And this is what's going on today. It's going on in Jesus' day. So I was just looking at John 8, where Jesus, it starts with, I think, verse 31. Those who believed on him, he said, "Now, if you'll continue in my word, you'll know the truth." You know what? You'll know the truth. You can be my disciples. If you continue in the word, then you'll be my disciples indeed. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. 31, 32. You know what they did? They said, "We've never been in bondage." Still in the form. Still in the form. You can believe in Jesus and still be in the form. They believed in Jesus. And it got worse, because then they bowed their back when he said that. And it came to the point that he told them, "You're your father the devil." Now that's an indictment against people that are going to the temple and the synagogue all the time. You know, you go to church every Sunday and everybody's talking about how good you are, and here comes this guy along and says, "You have your father the devil." Why? He saw through it. They had a form of godliness, but denying the power of God to transform their lives. And that's the difference between the reality and the form. The form will make you feel good about yourself. The reality, the power of God released in you, will transform your life. It'll show the house to the house. And when the Spirit of God starts dealing with your heart, you're not going to like what you see. To the point that you get on your face before God, and you repent, and you get this house in order. Not just living by form, but living by truth. You get this? All this making sense to you? Don't be deceived by the form. You know, I was just in some services yesterday, funeral services in more ways than one. Dead. Think about it, you'll get it. And you just look at, I looked at a person, and I'd been in another funeral service not so long ago, and I saw the same thing. I don't know if they went to the same seminary or not, but I saw the same form. And that's all it was. Do you know how to do this? When you raise your hand, when you do this, you read this and you read this and you read your prayer. You have it all worked out and you read your entire message. Where's God? That's form. Where's God? I'm telling you, it's time to wake up. I'm not talking about criticizing people and judging people. I'm talking about not being deceived. Don't be deceived by what your eyes are seeing or your ears are hearing. You test it with the Spirit. What's the Spirit of God in you saying? Is God bearing witness to what's being spoken or to what's going on? And if God's not bearing witness to it, you'd better leave it alone. Yeah, actually, he says there, Paul trying to tempt that, he said, avoid it. Avoid it. You get away from it. God wants us away from the form, walking in the reality of truth. Not having a form of godliness, but that we're depicting the character of Christ in our lives. Amen. Okay, that's the message. I thank God that He does speak to our hearts. Father, I thank You that You bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make Your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up Your countenance upon us. You give us peace. So Lord, we invite You to rise up. Let Your enemies be scattered. And those who hate You, flee before You. Amen. I'm telling you, TV and YouTube has duped so many people for charisma. There's a form there. There's a form. You better know the Spirit of truth.